The Vox Markets Podcast.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Elon Mazin, Chief Executive Officer of 4Global. 4GBL is ticker there. Eloy, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and I've not spoken to you before. You came to the market in December 2021. How times have changed. It's interesting to get new companies on. So before we get into your news today, which is some new contract wins, explain, what is 4Global all about then, Eloy?
Yeah, so we're a data services company, and we work with our customers in the health and fitness sector in four core areas. One is around helping them identify, attract and retain more customers, so in essence protect and generate more revenue. The other one is around their operational efficiency, so how to run the business more efficiently. So we provide them with a lot of critical insight to make the right decisions to improve the efficiency of the business and also the efficiency of their investments. So where should they invest in growth? And the final one is around how to generate new revenues, untapped revenues within their business. And we're able to do that because we've created, in our opinion, one of the biggest data lakes of sport participation in the world. In other words, how you and me and everyone else keeps active and how we do it and where we do it and why we do it. So that allows us to extract critical insights for our customers that helps them make better decisions and effectively make more money.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's put this into some examples. Today, you said you've announced a couple of contract wins here with companies in Middle East and in Mexico. Explain what you're doing for them and how this helps them.
Yes, yeah, so we're really excited about these contract wins because it's very much at the core of a growth strategy around international markets and partnerships. So a contract in the Middle East is with a long-term partner that we have there, and the one in the North America, in the city of Guadalajara in Mexico, which is one of the World Cup cities, is a brand new customer that we've been targeting the World Cup cities now for a while, and this is the first big win that we have with them. And it's probably easy to explain it with Guadalajara. So they're looking at utilizing the World Cup in their city to really change the impact that sport and physical activity have in their citizens. So they're going to be using our platform and our data to really inform the decisions as to where to invest their money within the city to get people active, whether it's to build more facilities, whether it is to build to run new programs, and they will also use our platform and our data to measure the impact that it's having. So it's not just about identifying where they should invest the money to drive this huge social value that they think they can drive, but it's also about monitoring and evaluating and being able to demonstrate to people that that value is being generated. And that's something that we do for a lot of our customers. For example, here in the UK with Sport England, we run one of the biggest contracts. It's over 4 years, £4 million. And again, they're using our technology and our data in exactly the same way to help them target their investment into sport in England to drive physical activity and to drive that social value to the citizens.
Yeah. And so how does that, logistically work? So what is your platform and how does that work? And how do they plug the data into that?
Yeah, so we've got the data. So we've spent the last probably almost 10 years collecting data and creating links to different data sources. So all our data is live. So we connect to things like gym CRM systems or facilities that hire football pitches. We also connect to movement data. So if you go for a run or cycling, we get some of that data coming through our servers. So we get all that data from all these different data sources. We cleanse it, which is really important because otherwise you can't draw the insights that you want, so that the data is all comparable. Just to give you an idea, in the UK alone, there's 3,000 different naming conventions for swimming. So all that data needs to be cleansed in real time so that we can then draw the insights. And then to that data, we have developed a number of platforms and tools to draw the insights. And our customers buy licenses either to access the data directly and they use their own insight tools to draw the information and the insights that they want, or they use our inside platforms. But it's the power of the data that we've compiled. Just to put into context, we're currently tracking almost 40 million unique individuals and that's generating about 4 billion data points. And that's today. Tomorrow it'll be an even bigger number because all these links are in real time.
Yeah, yeah. And so how did this come about? So when did you start then? And how did you start doing this? And do you sort of help out in the Olympics as well, didn't you?
Yeah, so our history comes from the major sporting events, and we started working with cities and right owners like the IOC or the FIFAs of this world to really help how to maximize the value from these events. And as time went by, we realized that there was a very strong link between these events and the transformation that they caused to the city, and in particular around physical activity and sport. But we also realized that in order to be able to demonstrate that and to use it, and more importantly, to get some commercial benefits from it, we needed to get the data. And the data was hugely disseminated everywhere. Everyone had data, but it was not. There's no standards out there at the moment as to how you codify these data, and there's no single repository for it all. So that's where we came into it, and that's where we built what we call the Data Hub, where we've collected all these data and continue to collect, not just from the UK, but from Europe and North America. So that all comes to us from different sources. And then we sell that back, whether it's to facility operators or whether it's to cities, or whether it's to governments, or whether it's to other private organisations, so that they can really get an in-depth understanding of the behaviour around how people consume sport and how that applies to their businesses.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm thinking, with a lot of data like this, you must be, you know, be able to use some artificial intelligence, machine learning, and I see you have a trial going on at the moment, trialling that.
Absolutely. So we constantly, you know, we the leaders, in our opinion, in this space, because we have one of the biggest databases in the world. But data in itself is pointless unless you can really draw the insights. The actionable insights is what our customers want. And that's why our data and our technology becomes so business critical to their business, because that's how they make decisions. This is how they run their business. So we're constantly looking at what are the new technologies that will make, one, drawing even more detailed insights from the data that are really valuable to our customers, or two, how to make it easier to draw those insights. And that's where AI, we're very excited about what's happening in the space of AI at the moment. We're not looking at developing our own AI platform. So we have adopted our data set and also our tools, so they can accommodate any type of AI system that ends up becoming the leading one. And we're running some trials with one of our biggest customers here in the UK with an existing AI platform, just to see what is the value in drawing these insights to our customers. We want to make sure that we don't just use AI for the sake of using AI. We want to make sure that this is valuable, that it adds value to our customers, and that it can be commercialized as part of the whole package that we sell.
Yeah, okay. And take us through trading so far, because you released a trading update on the 27th of September. Take us through that, if you could, Eloy.
Yeah, so we released a trading update as part of our AGM. It's not the half-year trading update, although it was very close to that point in time. But we're very happy as to how we've commenced the year. We've been trading very positively. We're certainly in line with management and market expectations. We have secured some big wins on that first half of the year, a lot of it to be delivered this year. We've got a very strong sales pipeline. In total, it's about 8.4 million, of which, if converted, 5.3 would be delivered this year. Of course, we're going to convert it, but we feel we're in a very strong position. And more importantly, we feel that, you know, although we're not complacent, both the market and our customers continue to have a very strong demand, not just for our data, but also for our product and services that we provided. So we're very excited about this year, and also as we migrate more and more to annual recurring revenue, as that will improve our margins.
Yeah, absolutely. And what about cash generation? Because I mean, last year it turned a profit, didn't you? On EBITDA.
We did. Yes. Last year we turned our profit. We were very happy with last year's results, because we not only delivered I think if I remember rightly from memory, about 50% growth in our revenues, but 100% growth on our adjusted EBITDA. So it was a fantastic year for us, and also it allowed us to carry over a lot of contract wins to be delivered this year. So as a business, we've got a first half of the year, which is lower, and we tend to be more backloaded, as has happened on multiple years, and that's where a lot of our cash generation comes from.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Well, Eloy, if someone's listening to this and likes the sound of what you're doing but not yet following the story, give us three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add 4Global to their watch list, please.
Yeah, I think that, number one, we operate in a really exciting space at the moment, which is the sports, health and fitness, and we have one of the biggest databases of physical activity in the world. No one else, in our opinion, has something quite like that. And we're just at the beginning of a journey of international expansion, and it's going very well. I think number two, the transition to insights, actionable insights that we're seeing in the market really plays to our advantage, because we have the data to provide that that really exciting insights that the business need to succeed at the moment. And finally, because, you know, we have demonstrated, certainly over the last 2 years, that we not only do what we say we were going to do, but in many circumstances, we exceed them. So we're true to our word, and we've got a very exciting future ahead. So do follow us.
Excellent stuff. Eloy, good to chat to you. And like I say, hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.